East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
KZN Premier Taminturi says they've reduced the backlog of public sector misconduct cases. He says 111 matters have now been finalized, bringing the active caseload down to 355. He says suspensions have also dropped, with 46 officials currently off duty compared to 52 in October. Speaking at a press briefing in Durban, Ntuli said the provincial government remains committed to clean governance.
The province is implementing targeted intervention, a coordinated monitoring and tracking program designed to fast-track disciplinary matters, enhanced a cooperation with organized labor to minimize postponements, and a mass training for presiding and investigating officers across departments, with a specialized training in health to ensure matters involving medical professionals are handled swiftly and with technical competence.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says South Africa must act with urgency, foresight and unity in the battle against HIV and AIDS. He was speaking at the World AIDS Day commemoration in Limpopo. Mashatile's address as the chairperson of the South African National AIDS Council came as South Africa today began administering the groundbreaking new HIV prevention injection.
We collaborated with SAHPRA to achieve regulatory readiness, making our regulator the first in Africa and third globally to register lenacapavir. Additionally, we are engaging with various stakeholders to explore local manufacturing opportunities, emphasizing the importance of active participation in developing prevention tools to avoid relying on global supply chains.
Former PRASA CEO Lucky Montana has resigned as an MK Party MP. He has provided no reason for the decision. The party says despite leaving Parliament, Montana will continue his work within the MKP. Cameroonian opposition figure Anicet Ekane has died in detention. The politician was arrested in Douala in October on the eve of the publication of presidential election results that returned 92-year-old Paul Biya to power for an eighth term. The exact circumstances of his death are not clear, but the vice president of his party says Ekane's health began to deteriorate after he was transferred to Yaounde, where he was held at the State Defense Secretariat. He says repeated requests to transfer him to a hospital were ignored. And finally, expats in Saudi Arabia say restrictions on the sale of booze have been further relaxed just days after non-diplomats were first able to buy liquor there. The apparent loosening of the alcohol regulations comes nearly 2 years after the kingdom opened its first and only booze shop in January last year in the diplomatic quarter of Riyadh. It catered exclusively to foreign envoys. Late last month, premium visa holders who are not diplomats were able to buy alcoholic beverages in the capital for the first time. The booze pass has seemingly been extended to other foreign residents, provided they earn over 200,000 rand a month. Sales at the shop are said to have soared. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, 27 tomorrow, Richards Bay, 29. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.
East Coast Radio traffic.
Unfortunately, I'm leaving you with the ongoing accident scene involving a pedestrian on the N3 coming down to Pietermaritzburg from Howick, just a little before the Peter Brown Drive. If you're travelling in the vicinity, a heads up for that. And then N3 to Pietermaritzburg, it is still a bit of a nightmare, unfortunately for you, between Cassia Road and the Cliffdale Interchange. And then coming into Durban, the Marin Hill is completely congested. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Andy James.
Call us on 031-570-9400 to report traffic.
This is how we do it.
As at 6 o'clock, we go live.
Everything is live.
We open. We live.
Live radio, live TikTok, live music, and live callers.
Is he serious?
He is dead serious.
All right here, right now, on Live with Dion G.
Live with Dion G for a Monday. Welcome to December. Welcome to a brand new week. We're going to have fun tonight. Live with Dion G, weekdays 6 to 9. The Monday edition, more music, less talk, and then some. Let's get this started.
30 minutes of non-stop music with Dion G.
Quite the pyro, you light the match to watch it.